It's Weekend Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Peter Biello. Vermont's legislative session began this week. Governor Peter Shumlin delivered his State of the State speech, and now lawmakers are beginning the work it'll take to check off items on a long to-do list. For a look at the coming legislative session, we turn now to VPR's Bob Kinzel, who will join us on Saturday mornings for a close look at the goings-on in Montpelier. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Peter.
Bob, we didn't hear much about the Vermont Health Exchange in the State of the State speech. What is the governor's strategy for improving the exchange going forward?
Well, as you know, it's gotten off to a pretty rocky start. We should point out that the exchange does work pretty well for individuals, but the larger problem is that the online payment system for the exchange has never worked for small businesses, and it still doesn't work. The governor has offered these businesses several options. They can extend their current coverage for 3 months, or they can buy their coverage directly from the insurance companies, Blue Cross and MVP. But then we learned this week that the insurance company said that if the online payment system isn't working by the end of this month, and we're talking about 3 weeks from now, then new options will be needed. And the most likely outcome is that the governor will allow small businesses to continue to buy coverage directly from the insurance companies for the rest of the year. And if that happens, we're not sure that that's going to happen because the online payment system might work in the next 3 weeks. But if it doesn't, it effectively will mean that all these businesses are bypassing the exchange to get their coverage for next year.
Well, it sounds like a little bit of flexibility will go a long way in the coming few weeks as far as the system is concerned. The governor also spoke about his commitment to setting up a single-payer system. Why would he mention this, especially at a time when confidence about the government's role in healthcare is likely to be a little bit dampened?
That's a great question. You know, he thinks the problems with the exchange actually highlight the problems with the current employer-based system. And he's using these current problems as a way to say, you know, things would be so much easier and so much simpler if Vermont had a single-payer system. And so this is his argument. Under single-payer, if you're a resident of Vermont, you get coverage. That's it. No big list of plans to choose from, no other eligibility concerns. So while some people question if Vermont should go to a single-payer system in light of the current problems with the exchange, the governor is using those problems to drum up support for single payer.
I see. And though the governor didn't talk too much about health care in his State of the State speech, he did talk quite a bit about Vermont's growing opiate and heroin addiction problem. And how did he propose dealing with this problem?
Well, Peter, he offered a 4-point plan to reduce opiate and heroin addiction across Vermont. And he says this problem has turned into a major public health crisis in the state. He wants to do 4 things. One, he wants to beef up treatment programs. Right now, there's a waiting list of several hundred people who want to enter these programs, but there's no capacity. Second, he wants to have a system where if a person is arrested for the possession of heroin, they can avoid going to jail if they successfully complete a treatment program. And the governor says this approach is good for the person and good for the state budget. The third part of the plan is a strong prevention program working with schools and colleges all across the state. And then finally, he wants to increase penalties for people who are convicted of selling drugs or if the person used a gun in a crime that's linked to their drug addiction.
So a 4-part plan. It's a proposal that both sides of the aisle can get behind in theory. But what was the Republican answer to his call for helping these people?
You know, I think for the most part, many Republicans applauded the governor's plan. It's pretty hard for them to oppose it. Now, some Republicans wanted to know, all right, Governor, how are you going to pay for this program? But it's not a lot of money at the start, probably several million dollars. And the governor says that any upfront costs will quickly yield big savings by keeping some people out of jail. So I really don't think that this is going to develop into a partisan issue.
Bob, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
That's VPR's Bob Kinzel, who will be keeping an eye on the legislative goings-on throughout the session, and you can follow his reporting at vpr.net.